Ari,
Oh.
are you here? Ari, can you hear us?
Ari.
Try just moving to the main channel. Sorry, it's back up.
1 second, I'm gonna see how many people are on the server.
On which server? STV?
Yeah.
I don't think they are there yet.
Oh, we've got time then. There's no point in going in the main channel yet.
No, let's try and buy some
Oh wait, there
time
are
and.
people on there, on the thingy.
Okay.
There's 4 people on for kick. Oh, 2 people on for kick, I think.
But did he say what kind of agreement did you make with him?
Huh?
With Ari.
I'm confused. What? I just said to Ari, we need to sort out the STV and stuff for tonight, and Evil's admin, I think I said. Actually, I said I need it recorded.
Well, I mean, he's in the channel, so he might be recording it, but he might have gone.
I got an AFK.
AWOL,
I wonder if I can make evil admin, let's see.
yeah. You can make an admin, but you still need to set some sort of permissions or something.
Do you know how to set them?
No. I tried last week.
Also saw CV stuff. Is this all CV up?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
up. 6 from TCM on right now.
Is that the thing you did with Fishy the other week? You did re you registered him, but it didn't work.
Well, not fishy. I tried with Honey Mustard. So I can register. I mean, that's what you've done right now. But he still won't be.
Yeah,
I did
that
some
sucks.
tests with Honey Mustard, and it didn't work.
Now let's see if I can get someone else. Not someone else to cast, someone else to do it. Let's see if this faggot Leon can.
Now, what I can do as well is just start it out. Well, I think we should just move it to the main channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're starting to get on the server now. I don't think we have that much time.
Cool.
Okay.
What do you want, Charlie?
Oh, can you are you able to give Evil admin rights so he can be heard in the main channel? Or
Let's see.
can only Ari do it?
No, I can add him, I think. Let's see. Right. It might work now, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Hey Sven, could you just go
Hello, wait, can someone message me and tell me if they can hear Evil? Evil, can you say something?
Can you hear me, guys? Anybody?
Send us a little message on etfl.radio or something.
Or in Steam chat?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Can you hear Evil, everyone?
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Says
Only Swallow.
only Swallow if I can.
And Tordon, I guess.
He can't hear him.
Duh.
Okay, well...
Let's make it simple. We're gonna have to move this cast into the main channel so that you guys can hear Evil. That means for you guys that's in custom channels, you will have to move into the main channel.
One more try.
Alright, X-Men is gonna do one more try before.
Alright. Evil, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Anybody hear me?
He's speaking now.
Hello?
He's making noises.
I'm making noises.
Are they good noises? Are they audible English words?
Hello? Hello?
So he's got a pretty nice voice, apparently. Nice. Okay. We can hear. Hello, everyone!
Hello?
Hello!
Good to go. We were having some technical issues to start because Ari has disappeared. I don't know where he's gone. So we had to get X-Fin to sort out. But anyway, we're here. We're up and running.
Is it fixed
now? We're ready to go. Yeah, I think so. It seems so.
It seems like it, but we're not getting very clear comments, but let's try.
If anyone cannot hear Evil,
anybody.
You know how I sound and you know how Torrin sounds. So.
Is Jones there?
Yeah, everybody can hear you. Okay, the private channel.
We're good to go. We're good to go.
Sweet.
Anyway, welcome, ETFTL Radio. We're up and running for the summer leagues, and we're good to go. Tonight we have an interesting game to say the least, between old school Div 1 team, TCM, who have been in Div 1 since the beginning, pretty much.
Swarley.
Yeah.
You gotta present our casters.
No.
Evil, hello.
You don't need to.
I was there.
Don't need to introduce Evil. People know Evil.
Todd Instantly Browner.
No, I'm getting ahead of myself. Indeed.
Big noob.
Tonight I will be your main caster, and you all know me. I'm Swarley, and alongside me, we have Torden.
Hi.
Say hello to the people, Torden.
Hello, people.
Everybody knows Torden. And also, we have Evil from formerly We Made Fucks, the top Korean TF2 team.
As well as
hello, guys.
From the old Watch, and old TCM.
He does know some of these players.
TF2 legend and TFC as well, aren't you?
Yeah, big time.
As you can tell already, this is going to be a bit of a fun cast, not too serious. We're not going to be able to talk for a whole hour like Byte or Dave. So I don't know. Some of you don't enjoy that anyway. So I think we can have a little bit of fun tonight, shall we?
Nobody enjoys listening today.
It's basically an excuse because we can't speak that fast, and we're just gonna chill and watch. Game's going online.
Ah, the game is live. So
live even.
Getting underway, and no need to give introductions. The only thing I would like to say is Springer is actually playing Medic for TCM instead of Byte, and Byte has gone back to Demo 1. And we also have Hawks playing instead of Coins for TCM, the powerhouse soldier for, well, power. And
hey, Kick.
Not live yet. Haunted
not live yet, so we've got a little bit of time. And for Kick, we also have a ringer, Tonpa, which is actually Cookie, the aimbotting Div 1 scout. And the Summer Mark FP Fishy. So how do you think this game's going to go, guys?
I think TCM are going to roll Kick really, really quite hard.
Well, Kick are the newcomers indeed, and TCM are they're an old hand at this Div 1 stuff, and they're playing on Byte's map.
Even with the Springer Medic and Byte Demo Man, I think
you think TCM, it's still going to be a comfortable victory?
Yeah, well, if they didn't have Xerox, then I'd say... Maybe
had a chance,
but with Xerox.
You're saying Xerox carries TCM?
Everybody knows this.
Yeah, I think this is a a wide known fact. What do you think, Torden?
I'm gonna have to agree, but there's so many ringers going on. Both teams are effectively using two ringers, so I think it might be a game with quite a few surprises. it's going to be very, very interesting to see the two power marks, Cookie on Kick and Hawks on the other. To see how they blend with the team. And, I mean, Cookie is replacing Super. I think those two have quite a different playing style. Super is more of a playing smart communicating scout. I don't know Cookie, I haven't played with him, but my impression is that he's a more aimer kind of scout.
So but I can tell you that Super does have a fantastic aim. He is a member of AA. So he's a dangerous sniper as well.
But in the end, I mean, I think most Div 1 teams will have sort of a scout duo where one of them will be more of a killer and one of them will be more of the tactician. And if you look at TCM there, you got Xerox doing the big heavy killing and Skinny being the tactician of the two. And when, of course, they work together, they become a very, very deadly combo.
That's true indeed. That's true indeed. Do you think that's been Xerox's best scout partner, or do you think there's been a better one?
I thought Stealthy would be Xerox's best scout.
That's what I thought as well.
He used to get on really well with Stealthy and Para. Para was a good partner for Xerox, but back then Xerox was really wasn't as good as he is now.
Yeah, I thought Xerox was a beast back then, but he's just for somehow gone there.
Yeah, when he downloaded that EXE from that MyGo website, he seemed to get a lot better.
Ah, okay. So that's where you get his skills. I like it.
That's what happens when you battle one.
he just seems to keep on improving. He seems better with every match, Xerox. And I mean, he was. I remember TCM, the old TCM took him on and Byte calling him out to be one of the new players that was going to cause some havoc. And he sort of did it, but he's just kept on improving. And now, I think, did he win Scout of the
Season?
He
got Scout and Sniper of the Season.
Scout and Sniper of the Season, absolute beast.
He got Scout last season as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got Player of the Season as well last season.
But in terms of scout partner, I'm going to have to say I disagree. I think Skinny is complimenting him very, very well, and I think right now they're the best scout duo in Europe.
I'd say that was true.
Yep, I'd probably agree with that. But to be honest, Bibin and Rebelli are awesome scout partners as well. Like, I've been really impressed with Rebelli's play recently. I never thought he was that good, and somehow in the past few weeks and months, he's been beasting it.
Yeah, Rebelli has definitely proven himself. I think it started with was it Assembly Land, where he suddenly kicked it up a gear.
Yeah,
I've not seen Dignitas Osprey for a while. I know Duncan has been playing a lot of World of Warcraft with Prince.
embarrassing.
Yeah. No, and I mean, speaking of Rebelli, of course, he did a very, very fantastic job in selling that Xeno Pro Killer Game Card Network or something.
Yeah, I think he was the most charismatic of the Dignitas boys.
I think he easily carried them.
I think we are going live, I think. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Buckle up, boys.
Pretty basic start.
Shaky start, yeah, but he's getting damage on the other scan. On the other demo, sorry. Byte down, Xerox down, that's two important kills.
Wow.
Skinny down as well.
That's basically the three most important kills you can do besides the medic.
Byte was absolutely destroyed by Valley. Yeah,
and Byte was weak from the get-go. I mean, Valley was getting very weakened as well, but he managed to stay alive.
Valley is one of these underrated demo men. He's actually a very good demo. He played in Reg, I think. And,
He played in Yo-Yo Tech 2 as well, back in the day,
I don't know what TCM are playing.
Down from TCM, that is They're getting rolled this first round by
Do you think they're underestimating them?
No, I just don't think... nothing went right that round at all.
They seemed very taken by surprise, and that Uber out to stop the point, that didn't do them any favors either.
I don't know why they tried to do that at all. That was a weird call.
Ah, well, first round, they got the warm-up out of the way. Let's see how they do this round. Let's see if it was a fluke by Kick.
One should keep in mind, Kick did roll, didn't as well, not roll, but it was 5-2 on this map.
Just the Kick are actually very good at this map. They're quite a tactical team, so...
Vali's really hammering by when he gets the middle. Bike keeps going up on a little ledge, and Vali's just sticking it.
Do you think it's to do with Bike not playing demo as much?
A snare shot on Hunter. He got absolutely rocked in the air there by...
It's Kick being really aggressive.
Look at Kick there with crits.
Way.
Kick with crits. Let's see if they're going to use it. Nope. They're going to hurry up. They're going to have to hurry up because Springer's there at 85%. They're not going to get there in time before he gets the Uber.
I don't think TCM have spied. They've got a crit streak.
No. I mean, if you've played against Royce before, you'll notice that he's staying a lot behind his very difficult to spot with Kyle.
Oh, crits. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Spring down with Uber. This is TCM now getting... They're getting pounded right now.
I tell you, if TCM lose this map, then there's going to be a lot of hatred in that.
If TCM lose this map, I'm definitely getting Bite on afterwards to have a chat, because I love to hear Bite when he's angry. It's the best thing.
Hawks, former soldier of the season, 0 points. Xerox, scout and sniper of the season, 0 points.
Xerox has got 200 ping, though, on my screen.
Yeah,
mine too. Good point.
You were just saying that he does carry TCM, so...
This is what happens when Zero doesn't play well.
Yep.
TCM going really aggressive now, but...
They're basically trading kills, bring it down.
That's got on the plane. They've got this underneath now.
They're getting that important kill. I mean, they really got to get out there and kick.
Oh,
Xerox can't really chase there, and that health pack was just taken. So
they seem to be very uncomfortable with the aggression that Kick are thrown out. Even though Kick lost that middle, they still didn't take it very cleanly. Well, TCM
got the Uber advantage as well. Kick, just bring it down. Yeah,
they're going to stop that. Xerox running behind them quite smartly, and he's going to be annoying for them.
Again, Daft just took out Bite really easily. Bite, I don't know, he was in the middle of nowhere and just got a soldier jumping on his head. And
Springer
do
with
about.
Uber, though, pushing back in.
TCM got that Uber really quick, but no demo man. And in a bad position, nobody's killing that demo man. Oh my God. One of the soldiers from TCM was shooting at the valley for about half an hour.
I don't know what's going on with TCM tonight. Like,
they seem to be completely off their game. I mean, this is very, very strange. Even though they're using Mercs, I mean, I can understand that, but they seem to be just overall very passive and confused.
Yeah, when you have a team that almost prides themselves on the amount they play and the tactical aspect of the game, and they're losing to a team that they should be better than. It's kind of funny.
Well, Xerox's ping is going down now, so...
So they're going to start winning?
I think once he reaches about a 60, it's TCM.
That's going on. Yeah, I don't think that was a very good push so far by Kick. Going alone there with the demo on Uber.
He did take out Bites, so it's going to be tricky for them to push
medic.
Even if they do, they get the advantage.
Yeah,
Valley
but I mean...
really well at the moment.
He's absolutely beasting right now, I agree, but Kick there going... I mean, I don't think overall it's a very good idea to go with an Uber alone, just one heavy. You need two people, especially if you're doing if you got the Uber advantage. You're focusing on kills, not forcing the other Uber.
Yeah, definitely need to stay as a unit. Yeah. At least the heavy classes.
So I think they kick. I mean, they had the advantage. They could have utilized it. Get a scout up there on the right with the demo.
They still got the Uber advantage. Still by a long way, 60%.
That's great.
It's a pretty tricky point to use it on, though. You can drop back really easily and push back out onto this point. So I don't know if it's going to it's going to play a role.
Yeah,
we'll see how TCM defend.
It's a bit, yeah, they got an interesting defense there up in the hut on the left side, or the house even.
Hmm.
They might be wanting them, the other guys to push in and just sneak in and not be spotted.
I think they're just trying to get a high advantage, and it's going to be difficult for Kick to get into those doors if they just keep popping them up in the air.
Don't even know if Kick are going to push. They might just try and frustrate TCM a little bit and make them push into them. They don't need to. They're two caps up. There's no point in pushing.
Really.
They're looking faster now. Yeah, they got sticky traps up there. They're looking to just hold it.
They need to construct additional pylons, I think.
Our pylons are always good.
I spied in on the right there, causing some damage, but...
Did get a nice little pipe on Crink, but didn't really lead to anything.
No, Fisher down, they're getting that first kill.
Well, here comes TCM.
Forcing the Uber early. And both scouts down. That's a very nice air shot.
Yeah, nice air shot by Hawks there, yeah.
It's a bad play by Kick, though. I don't know why. They had the massive Uber advantage. You should have just gone in straight away.
Yeah, I don't know if they've kind of sat back and gone a little bit scared of pushing.
Yeah, I think they battled it.
It's not a good thing when you have the momentum. You need to keep that rolling.
It's a bit of pros and cons. I mean, what they obviously wanted was to frustrate TCM into going stupidly aggressive and making mistakes, but I don't think TCM is the kind of team you want to do that against.
Oh, no, definitely not. Especially in Div 1, you just don't make mistakes full stop. Doesn't matter what team you're playing against. Making mistakes is it's a surefire way of losing cap points.
Three down for TCM.
But provided, let's say that it would be successful, what do you guys think about in terms of sportsmanship to be holding the point like that?
It's a valid tactic, obviously, but I don't see the point of doing it when you've got an Uber advantage and there's 22 minutes to go left in the map.
I agree.
It's a bit pointless then.
It's very boring to watch, to be fair. I mean, it happens very often on Granary, but...
It's a bit of the old TCM tactics, is it?
Yeah. We played a crack clan as old TCM. It was 3-3 at the end, and we played a golden cap, and the golden cap stalemated because we idled on CP3.
I remember it. That was good times. That was good times.
Looking like they're pausing the game, I guess that means that the round is kicked.
And maybe Xerox dropped with his high ping, or maybe
I should imagine Kick won the round and then they idled.
Probably Xerox trying to sort his shit out. And who can blame him? 200 ping when you're not used to it, that's, it's hell, even if you're used to it.
So I think that we can say that Kick have won this round, either that or I think Shifty's broke the Source TV.
Yeah, I think it's Shifty.
I think he's a Pokemon master and he's been super breaking stuff.
That will be 3-0 to Kick after 19 minutes. No, after 11 minutes, sorry. What do you think now, Evil?
Well, 3-0. I can imagine if Xerox comes back and his ping isn't sorted, and I think there'll be a lot of rage going in that TCM rumble from Byte directed towards Springer.
Why Springer? Why do you say Springer?
Well, he's the medic, isn't he? Everybody tries to have a medic when things don't go right, especially Byte.
It's the best way. It's the best way.
What's going wrong with TCM? Is there any specific person not doing their job right now?
just have the teamwork, have they?
Yeah, I think it's just the teamwork, to be fair. They aren't playing too bad individually. Bite just got two really nice kills on both the scouts, but I don't know, they're just not working as a team, not pushing together, and just, I don't know. Doesn't seem like to we're be the TCM.
It's like we're mistaken. It's like they were doing that pause before Kick pushed in or something, or after.
I think as Kick pushed in, TCM paused. And that's one of the reasons why Kick didn't manage to win the round.
Pause tactics?
Yeah, Def didn't seem too happy. Look at the air stuff by Def. He's getting revenge on Bite there.
Dominating Bite. If that's what TCM did, then that really is on them.
Shame on them.
But if Kick pushed in, as TCM said, they wanted to pause, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, Skinny said that they needed the pause, and I'm guessing maybe they expected them to be waiting a bit before they pushed, so they did pause, and
as everybody knows, though, you pause at the end of the round, and you don't do things like that. But
no, I agree. I mean, 5-point maps, you don't, unless it's a complete stalemate, there's not much need to do that pass.
We got an ice cold burn from Shintaz on STV, but he's as good at playing a game as he's making a map.
That's
Well, that's I think this map is absolutely awesome, so I'd say that's a compliment.
It's tough words from
You're on your own there, Tardin.
Yeah, I don't prefer this map, but it's not bad.
The fun thing is, I mean, IDK was, they were very pro of this map after beating Dignitas on it. And then after losing to Broder a couple of weeks ago, they suddenly seemed to change their minds.
I like how you slipped that Broder beating IDK in there. That was nice.
TCM are in a massive advantage here.
Yep, they will have
it
to.
It seems Xerox's pings come down, so I think you were right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, if they win this, it will only be 1-2 and the game fully leaving.
Yeah, 17 minutes left is a long time, so.
It's difficult to cut this point even with Uber.
And two heavies. Well, never fun.
TCM can't complain against two heavies, can they?
No, not at all, not at all. I'm not giving them. I'm not saying they should, I'm just making an observation.
That heavy gun, that gun is so ridiculously strong. The one that slows you, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is crazy. I don't understand why they buffed it that much.
No.
It might not be.
It's very annoying to play against, that's for sure.
Obviously, it doesn't do much damage, but when people stand still, it's.
It's not really to do with the damage, it's the slow. Like, you can just own people. They've got no time to get away or anything.
So. And Xerox has gone sniper now, so. Quickly,
yeah.
See if he can do anything.
Just to get the sniper, like that was strange.
That's Steven Springer down to Valley. Wow, around the corner there.
Yeah, Valley's.
What
Valley's
was Springer
good.
Doing there? He knew that spam was coming in.
Three down for TCM as well. Kit should get medal.
Very uncharacteristic of Springer to be too far forward.
Look at sort of behind though. Royce should be going down. He is by Hunter. Even back up.
Xerox is still trying to get pick as well. And he does. He gets one on Crink. That was delicious. Oh, and he snipes a sticky in the process.
He's pro at sniping stickies.
Yeah. It's embarrassing when you miss a sticky.
I know it is.
Kick here they come. Here come the excuses.
I can imagine the rage on comms now that has happened.
Let's have a look at the kills there for a second. It's barely aim. Who's that?
It's Valley.
Yeah, it's Valley.
He has 20 kills with Cookie down at 13 kills chasing him. Crink at 11. And then you got the TCM players Hawks, Skinny, and Bite on 10, 9 kills. And it's going downwards for there. Fishu with 2 kills. Let's make fun of him.
Fishu's a dirty cunt.
I think obviously he pulls again now. This is I think it's good for a kick because it keeps breaking the game up for TCM, in a way.
Yeah, if TCM get any momentum, it's kind of it's not really that good. So if kick can slow down the pace of the game and make sure they don't get any caps, then yeah, should be good for a kick.
Well, kick have got a... Obviously, it's not paused at the same time, but if kick haven't pushed in with you, but they've got a good time to talk about how to push, because they've got over advantage by 50%, 40%.
Yep. Pauses can, of course, go both ways, but I think you might be right. 14 minutes left. Time is ticking for TCM. 0-2, but they got the middle point, and it'll be interesting to see if Kick is going to use that Uber advantage. There should be.
I think TCM have made a lot of mistakes. I mean, Bite's got a little sticky trap. If you go to Bite now, you got a little sticky trap there behind the corner. So that might prove a good watching point. But TCM have made a lot of mistakes, mistakes you wouldn't expect them to make.
So what did you guys think of Kick as the team? Like, you're both different players. I don't know if you've played against them much. They're a fairly new team. What do you think of them?
They haven't got the big names like you expect Division 1 teams have, but definitely, they were all really good players. Like, Daff was a really good player in a Watcher. Torn obviously knows.
Daff played TFC as well, didn't he?
He's an old legend, Daff. Yes, he played TFC.
He's a very good TFC player, if I recall.
So yeah, they've got a lot of good players, and obviously they've got quite a good teamwork as well.
Do you think they're Div 1 standard?
Well, they're being TCM. So I'm guess so.
They are Div 1 standard, absolutely. And I think this the team, it looks quite a lot like my own team, Broder, which compiles a team of players from relatively lower teams, but they've found the hidden gems there and get them all together, and then managing to snag Death, which I agree with you, Evil. I mean, I think a year ago when he was starting to shine as a soldier and watcher, I think he was on his way to become maybe the best in Europe. He started off as a scout, and of course, he'll have a very good aim with all his guns. And he's also got an absolutely mean rocket launcher doing air shots. I remember seeing him on Badlands jumping onto Spire and just defending it alone against four people, airshotting everyone that's jumping up. So it's an interesting team, and also if you compare with Broder, I mean, this team is 3 months up, and I think that's maybe even a faster growth than we have.
So another team, another up-and-coming team to watch out for, you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the real hidden gem there was Valley, who, I personally expected him to be the weakest link, but he, right now, he's proven to be one of the strongest. And, it's an interesting team, and the fun thing is... Both Super and Daft, they've been in talks with my own team when we've been trying to form. Super was trialing, but he was rejected due to some Swedes. And Daft, I really wanted him into the team, but in the end, I mean, we're a Swedish team, basically, and that would require us to change languages, so...
Hmm.
I'm very happy for him that he found another team instead that he could shine.
Okay, we are alive again, and but he did kill himself. That was very interesting. Good job. I think it was a good shout there, watching those sticky trap.
That is very, very strange. Xerox going down, important kill as he's the sniper with the... very difficult aim to play against. Royce keeping his Uber there and going into the middle. That's quite difficult when you're going against snipers. Of course, they got help from Bite.
Yeah, but it was a good hand to kick there.
They're popping the Uber quite early, which should see TCM being able to do some defense here.
Royce gets away cleanly with two of his heavy classes, which is nice.
Yeah. Right, spawning with a vengeance, clearing that shit out.
T-Rog's behind, let's see if he can get a little medic pick.
Yeah, they're going in for it now. Valak getting completely caught by surprise there, looking back at his teammates, and before you know it, that was Bite. So, well done counter push, I'd say, from TCM.
Yeah, do you think they're going to be able to get three caps in 13 minutes? I mean, three rounds in 13 minutes, should I
say? I definitely think so.
Unless they step the game up considerably. Neither do I.
Well, I mean, the thing with TCM, they have a word on them for being slow starters. They can put their gear in ass in gear with 10 minutes remaining and really start rolling fast.
I like that, put their gear in ass.
It's going to be difficult for them to do it, though. I can hold last point on this map for a long time.
That's correct.
Maybe Bite knows some super secret entrance that he's putting on nobody else knows. Yeah,
I think so.
Yep, that's heavy, dude. It's, I mean, I don't even know if I've seen any teams not using heavy on this last point.
I think it'd be stupid not to be fair.
No, I agree with you. It's very annoying.
It makes it difficult to push out, though, but with the spawn being so far away from the actual second point, I mean, all the way back at your ramp.
That's why I always compare this. I always compare this map to like Fastlane. It's very hard to push out and really easy to defend. So.
I'm not so sure. I mean, you already in this game, you've seen at least two pushes out from last.
I mean, it's not as bad as Fastlane, but it's still pretty bad. Even though Fisher just did get taken out straight away.
I'd have to say, I think this map is. If you look at the statistics, I would guess that you will see this map as the one most common for pushes out from last. That's my impression, at least.
Maybe.
It's very, obviously, it's very easy to turtle up if you want to turtle up as well. And Kick don't have to push out either. No need for them to push out. They could just waste, you know, 5 minutes.
Yep.
But obviously, Xerox has gone sniper and Haunter's gone spy, but if you lose those
that'll
two classes,
that'll be interesting
to see. Let's see if Xerox can get any important picks.
If you lose those two classes,
Benji.
You don't see Haunter or spy very often, do you?
Well, it's going to be difficult to TCM to push in now, man. It's so heavy. It's going to rely on Xerox a lot, obviously. He's absolutely good at sniper.
Yeah. There you go. It's down.
Be my words.
Yeah, definitely Haunter and Xerox.
There's not one
doing
yet,
the
though.
Damage. Let's see if Xerox can get this scout that's going to chase him. Nah, aimbot wasn't working too well today.
No, maybe you should consider changing its razor back.
Did you say he needs to press F10?
Yeah, to toggle it back on.
Ah, okay, my bad. Maybe you should message him and tell him.
There you go. I should point out that I did say this earlier, that it's easy to push out, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Tony.
I think it's obviously to do with that the spawn for TCM is so far away from actual second point.
Yeah,
it's all the way across three and like half it too.
Yeah, you got a choke point in the middle there, so it is quite difficult if you die to get back into the second point. Saunter running around with the spy there.
Xerox getting no support.
Valley down to the spine.
Did not spot that.
CM should get this. I think
that's the official can
has already gone last.
Polish off Bite, and he doesn't do it.
Bite doing that important 9th kill, that was very important.
Hold is already down. On last. To cap.
They're getting a spawns though.
They do have 5 up, let's see if we can get it now.
That's a big kill right there, I think, because that takes a lot of time out of the map again while TCM build either.
Yeah, indeed, they have to wait for Haunter to come back and everything, it's just...
Yep.
Oh, frustrating.
Fish up for engineering duty, building on the left there.
There'll be a new release of this map after this game, which requires a Spazgas plus 2.
And an underground tunnel from the forward spawn to last.
In all fairness, though, do you think it's a demo-based map, this?
Wait, every map in this game is a demo-based map?
That's crazy for TCM. Bite missing the first ticket, though. That sucked for him.
Getting a lot of kills.
You still got the kills. You still got the kills.
Unless she goes down.
Fishy wanted some more kills, so he builds an SG. Clever, clever guy.
If you can't aim, let your sentry do it. Oh. Good time for a respawn is now.
I mean, this is a quite good situation for Kick. I
this is exactly what Kick wanted.
And I mean, they even bought more time on the map spawn timer with the recap.
I definitely didn't think this was going to happen in this game. I thought if it was going to be a slow-paced game, it would be the opposite. It would be TCM dictating the pace of the game, but it's not the way the cookie has crumbled tonight.
Absolutely. That's an interesting medic spot there by Royce.
Chris again. Kill that medic.
They just get destroyed.
I don't know why you'd crits in going up that way, when it's just such a massive choke point.
I mean, at this point it's difficult to crits in any... I mean, I guess you mean the left is best, yeah?
I mean, like, either the bottom or I don't see the point of going between there, especially when those two little edges stop people, you shooting at them.
Skinny did take out Royce while you were speaking there. You're just a momentary lapse of concentration by Valley and just let his medic die.
But
we're going to see if the if the advantage comes into play.
Yeah, they're sticking with Fred's TCM.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that decision, but...
I think it's quite weird, but I guess they hope to get the Uber advantage and they're getting stressed out.
Fishy's got the SG up as well. It's going to be harder to...
I think we should crit Xerox and use that Instagib.
Well, I mean, the thing with Xerox that sentry there, it's not really going to annoy the critsing
if you go top, yeah.
They're going from the side route now. Let's see if they can get anything.
This might be a bit different then.
No, that's not going their way.
Springer's super weak. If he gets touched by anything, he's going downtown.
To Chinatown.
That's just the only place you can go if you go downtown.
Xerox still with this razor back. I think that's a bit...
Scared of Fishy. He saw his Fishy's frag video. And maybe. Didn't want none of that.
Daff really getting the kills now.
It's looking like Huntress.
Like that one or something.
Yeah.
Animal says Huntress playing on the iPhone.
That might be the reason. Touchscreen. Oh,
that's a crit then, getting.
There and it works this time.
SG.
Third time lucky. Let's see if they can take out the SG.
Oh, then it goes.
I think it's a bit sloppy, this by Kick. They know the crits is coming in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they were just getting bored and they just gave them the point.
Yeah, you would think that, wouldn't you?
That would be the excuse anyway.
5 minutes left, guys.
This is a really big point now. This middle point. TCM
yes.
Get it, then it's
going to
be.
Let's see how Valley does in the middle point. He's actually been the deciding factor for Kick. Well, Springer's taken a lot of damage at the very beginning of that round, but he has healed straight back up again.
Ooh, Kick going aggressive. Fly goes down.
Valley doing a lot of damage again.
No pressure on Valley at all. And then as soon as the kick soldiers come in, the kick soldiers go aggressive and Valley gets to run on the point and kill everybody.
Kick seems to be knowing something that TCM doesn't. They keep on winning these middles. What I think is interesting with Valley is his...
The excuse is coming from Bite. I love it!
I remember when we played TCM and TCM lost the map and Bite said he was too sleepy to play. That's
Now the question is, are they going to try and do that defensive thing again? It looks like it. And Royce is using the crits. So I guess they're going to hope to pop the Uber first and then come with the counter attack.
Yeah, I don't like this choice. Do not like this choice whatsoever.
Well, two scouts in on three of them.
Well, that's not a good timing on the crits for sure. They're doing it at the same time as the Uber goes.
I think they tried to get a sneaky long range sticky on the Uber and kill the medic, but I don't know, I think it fell short, so bad choice.
Yeah, I think that's underestimating Springer by a lot.
TCM not really doing anything with the Uber, did they?
No. Hunter timing out as well. This is very bad news for TCM, absolutely. And with 3 minutes remaining, they kick can basically now just take a chill.
Yeah.
Oh, Bite is raging. Bite is I can feel the rage from here. Are they going to put the second map? Let's see.
Let's bring it down to the crits.
Taking Daft down. Oh, Royce fell down. Fuck's taking Royce down.
TCM defending very well there, 5 against 6, you gotta say.
Think Bio ask you to go mark, Evo?
Don't think so.
Oh, what? I've never seen the hat that Skinny's got on. Is that
a new one? Soldier hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sergeant one. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
When did they bring that out?
Last update, and he brought the other hats out.
Oh, maybe, but you've not seen that one. It's pretty suave.
Scout crown hat, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen that.
I think Haunter's iPhone is definitely lagging because he's not rejoining. So.
He needs to charge that shit up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's what happens when you don't play Flash. Jones is saying
just waiting for
you. Kick being a bit slack there.
Yeah.
Oh,
they know.
Nice.
They know they got it. There you go. 3-1.
Jones says, "Yeah,
seems like a bit of a GG there, yeah."
So, should we just start out doing Man of the Map?
I think Man of the Map was either
should be Bite
or Daff or Haunt, I'd say.
Daff or Haunt?
Yeah, Haunt
for
really
having the best
really
internet.
Oh, in that respect, I mean, if you look at the kills now, it's 32 kills to Daff, 27 to Valley.
It's a lot of kills a soldier, though.
33 now, yeah. Daff is absolutely beastly. He's got some nice shots as well, air shots and everything.
Yep, my personal MVP. It would definitely be Duff. He has been playing very well. Good aim, good decisions. A lot.
Teaser when you get all the hills on to me.
Should bring up the name Valley though. He's
Valley
been absolutely owning
well.
On he middle. He's been the main guy to get them those middles.
But he's got an overpowered class, so what do you expect?
He doesn't count.
Well, he definitely counts. It's also interesting to see him going up. I mean, even though Bite has been playing medic and should be a bit rusty, he's still one of the top dogs in the Demoman business.
To be honest, he doesn't really. Bite's not really a guy you can say can get rusty. He might get rusty playing demo in 6v6. Playing demo in general, that's all the guy does. He just plays demo all day, and that's it.
I don't think he plays medic on the pub service, does he? I mean,
I don't think so. He might do once in a while, but
57 hours TF2 in the last 2 weeks, so I don't think he's played 57 hours of medic.
Yeah, we were having a chat about this before we started the cast, and we decided that Byte plays TF2 way too much and he needs to go outside.
We love Byte.
Yeah.
Of course, Byte. We love Byte. How can you not love Byte? Byte loves this game so much.
Damn straight. I'd like to do a shout out to him. Hello, yeah. Ahmed. We love you.
I don't think he's listening to the cast, mate.
Oh, there's some serious stuff going on now. Serious business on the internet is going down.
No. Serious internet business. Here we go.
This is almost as bad as the 4chan hacking YouTube.
So, if you've got any shout-outs, you can throw them into our channel, which I don't remember the name of. ETFTL.radio.
Yep, ETFTL.radio. And guys, you need to get your asses over here, because we need some shoutouts, and if that means that you got an alt tab, you got the time to do it now, but of course if you got an alt tab, you're a noob.
But let's see who's on window mode. Shout out to Samage, because he owns
Kona from Box, saying shout out to Stevie Yar Yar.
I think he's a pirate, Stevie Yar Yar.
He'll of course be missing Pirate Radio Yar. So, shit just got real, and the D word is out on.
what's the D word? I never saw it. I was on top.
Can't swear on the cast one. It'd be very depressing.
But if you were to say it backward, it will be. I don't know. If you were to rearrange the words, it could say a skid.
Oh, okay, thanks. My TF2's crashed, so if they change the map, then...
Yep.
Shout out to Jones for spending all of Evil's money in Vegas.
That's because you won't come to iPhone, because I'll break your kneecaps.
James Bong saying shout out to Truth Bombs. He's just bombing the world with truth.
Well, here we go. Breaking news, Byte has messaged me saying, might not be able to play second map. Xerox had high ping for 10 minutes. I lagged out and disconnected off Mumble.
We have seen this. And also Hunter needs to charge his iPhone, apparently.
And Hunter can't connect.
I mean, it's an interesting game. They're coming on with two ringers, both teams. And it seems like TCM is drawing the bad end of the bargain right now.
And shout out to Ash for being an ass in Steam chat. That's from Kat. And Yak wants to give a shout out to Byte's excuses. So Yak, getting involved in the action. If Byte sees that Yak, he's going to come to your house and suicide.
it's only a matter of time before the suicide bomb jokes came out.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of excuses, they're all valid.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, I mean... They're all valid excuses. It does happen. Like, it's the internet. You can't always have perfect connections and whatnot. But it's just it's funny that it always happens to Byte.
I think they happen to everybody, but Byte is the one to decide to vocalize it. But right now, TCM is certainly drawing the bad end of the deal. They are changing map to Gravel Pit, and I mean, it is TCM's server, so it's certainly a sign of them wanting to try and get this shit over with.
I think they are going to play the second map. I'm not sure. I'm going to see. Byte still messaged me. One second.
Hopefully TCM won't lag out and have no problems, and then we can get a good game to watch.
Absolutely. Because
Gravel Pit with five close people is pointless.
It is, and the close gravel pit is, on the contrary, very interesting to see. What do you think, Evo? If TCM is getting their players together with normal pings, who's going to take it?
I'd expect, you know, such a heavy sniper map, or such a good map to have a sniper on, and Xerox, hopefully. Well, these pings seem to be sorted now, so hopefully. TCM will take this, or at least make it a good game, because that game was a bit comical. Not to take anything away from Kick, they played well, but It's a bit of a bad situation.
They did get a bit of a freebie, even though they were doing very well. And I mean, some of those airshots, if you saw Hunter launching onto them at some point, and him just getting juggled in the air with all the shots of kick hitting that target. Teamwork-wise, it's going to be interesting. I haven't really seen Kick play this map at all.
This is a map that a team with good teamwork should win. It's a lot of
indeed. It's pretty much all about teamwork. Your deathmatch and skills, I mean, they're important as they are on any map, but...
It's the one-on-one deathmatch and skills that really help this map, too much. But the teamwork is pushing in the right place at the right time.
Fisher's definitely just taking the words out of my mouth. Everyone needs to chill the fuck out and just... It's not really an important game. It's just AFS, you know what I mean? And T-Rock says he's fucking chilled out, so...
It's gonna be, I mean, I haven't seen TCM play this map in a very long while. We've seen the frag video, of course, of Xerox just killing everyone, and Byte having some, I don't know, some Indian hearing, listening to a scout, no, a spy going through him. With.
Did you say Indian hearing?
Isn't it like Indians with superpowers? They hear extremely well, don't they?
What? And, I'm so confused.
I think that's a Norwegian fairy tale.
No, I don't know. I'm sort of ranting a bit. Say something smart, Swarley.
You know the average human head weighs 8 pounds.
Oh,
but is that a male head or a female head?
The average head. I never said male or female. I said human head.
Human head overall, yeah.
So if you add up all the heads in the world and then divide them by the population, that's 8 pounds.
But I don't think they measured all the heads in the world, but...
I did.
I certainly didn't have my head measured.
I got stealthy to do it when you were sleeping at Landmark.
I couldn't pick up my head. Not with my ego anyway.
The thing is that Admirable's head brings up the average quite a lot.
That's true.
The average what?
Head size. Head weight.
Yeah.
I'm insinuating a boy has a fat head.
Well, that's a fun fact. Did you know that the muscle in the penis can lift 400 to 800 times its own weight? It's the strongest muscle in the human body. So suck it.
I thought the tongue was the strongest muscle.
Maybe for... Well, I think the jaw is the strongest for the women, at least.
Anyway, so we're going live?
They are going live.
Yeah, no, we can still talk about... still have facts for 50 seconds.
Definitely, I think TCM need to cheese it up and go like maybe a fast 6 pool, something like that. That'd be really lame, something cheesy.
Yeah, 6 pool would be good, I think.
By the way, guys, if your HUD is a bit screwed up, you can fix that by going into console, typing HUD_reload_scheme. It should pop up as you type HUD_.
Both teams using just default setups, so no fancy heavy or NG or any of this sniper shiz.
Apparently, Yak says the tongue is the only missile connected at one end, so there you go.
Alrighty.
That's gross.
Thank you, Yak.
Strange.
Time is starting.
I'll kick defending A. Yeah.
No, not really.
I really like what Cookie did there. He was baiting Xerox through into the sticky trap. It worked a treat.
Xerox got baited. Xerox at 60 ping now. That's a big improvement from last map, at least.
You would have thought Xerox would be powered up from the Germans' victory in the World Cup.
I believe Xerox is powered up from the cookies his mom gives him.
And me.
Wait, you give Xerox cookies?
No, his mom gives me cookies.
If you want some entertainment, go to a pub view of Byte. You're going to see I believe someone call it a rat on LSD, basically going through his maze, looking around.
He plays in such a weird fab as well. It is a bit comical.
He does have a bound button to get his fab into 90. They're pushing in. Uber popped already by kick.
He's not really doing much with him.
Yeah, Krink and Royce, they're standing sleeping. Basically, Krink was looking behind himself at the wrong time. And there you go, Royce down. This is looking a bit grim for Kick.
Oh, nice shot by Hux.
Anathema says, PCW's over. This is game time for TCM. Shit just got real.
Shit just got real, and even Kick down with 6 players on the first attack. This is looking to be a very fast time.
If TCM say win this, maybe it's just how good Kick are on Obscure rather than. I mean, did they beat Dignitas or Broda?
They did beat Dignitas, and then they got pretty much rolled afterwards on Badlands, so.
Really stupid play there by.
By the soldiers.
Kick. Yeah, I don't know. Daft just jumped in, sitting in a straight line, got earshot.
They got the round now.
They got desperate, looking for that medic kill.
That was silly, really silly.
Now Xerox is on the point already and getting a lot of that cap.
Maybe TCM lulled into a false sense of security.
Maybe this is a fast time. 2:30.
Yeah, that's a very strong.
It's basically going to be impossible for Kick, I would say.
Oh, not impossible. Come on.
One should remember the new AFS rules is that if you get 1 round each on this map, you get to do a bonus round and you will score 1 bonus point.
This map cannot end in draw. I like it.
It cannot end in draw. But you'll,
liar.
Somebody you'll gets get, a bonus point.
If you do draw at first, you will get the maximum of 2 points instead of 3. So it's absolutely in TCM's interest to win fast. Or to win both the first round 7.
Okay, I understand. Do you like that rule? Do you agree with the new rule?
You?
No, I prefer the old system. I draw as a draw at the end of the day. I think on maps like this, though, it should be always be best out of 3. I don't see the point of doing. I think it's so easy to get.
You would like a fully fledged best out of 3, so you could get 3 points.
On this map, yeah.
Alright.
On these kinds of maps, not on 5 CP maps.
I think, of course, the problem is you can get some very, very long games from that. My personal suggestion would be to combine the score on Gravel Pit with the other map, the 5 CP map, and so if you win the first map and then you get draw on this map, you'll get all 6 points even then.
It's a good idea, but favors whoever.
It would favor Kick in this respect, definitely. But I think, I mean, if you do a 10-minute round, you can get a gravel pit lasting an hour, and I think that's not very good. It's a very, very stressful map to play.
Paul, were you not in one of the incarnations of Watch or TCM where you played against, I think it was Dignitas or someone, and you played Excel. Like a 3-hour game or something?
Yeah, we played 5 maps in the ETF 2 World Cup final. And that was it about 3 hours.
That was good times. That was good times.
That was, of course, when the scene was a bit more active. And Mick was doing his 110 hours or so per 2 weeks.
Well, TCM have won this. This is
pretty concise victory here. Not much to talk
possible,
about.
I think.
Nice healing into Spider issue. Oh!
There you go.
Even then, it's still not going to make much of a difference.
Nope.
Let's hope Fishy makes a bit of it.
Let's see if he spawns, if he comes with a smirk remark. He's
spawning up. Doing a really nice job there. Obviously taking Springer on. I don't think they can cap this in 18 seconds.
I don't think it's even possible if you got four people on it, so...
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, but it just owns me.
Snaze is asking time left, and I can tell you that, Snaze, it's zero.
Hopefully Kit can put up a better thing, because that TTM absolutely rolled him.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, to be fair.
What was embarrassing?
The TTM roll of Kit just then.
Yep, that was a very, very fast time.
Not doing ABA, Abba, I don't think. I think he's just going to do it on that come up.
The problem is this: the MP switch teams is very, very slow to take effect. They are doing ABBA. Xerox bidding farewell, cruel world. Will they build a sentry? No, it seems to be a fakey.
I like it. He's going to be sniping at spawn, I think. So if they come through C, they're going to run into some trouble.
Absolutely. I gotta say, I think it's interesting how on Gravel Pit you basically got the same tactic for every team, with a couple of small variances of having a sentry. But I gotta say, I think it will be very interesting to see teams starting to defend A.
I think we actually watched a game recently, didn't we, Torden, where a team defended A and it just completely messed up. I think it was Dignitas, actually. Dignitas against... Oh, who was it? The game we did super recently, because it was the same two maps.
Well, was it not Dignitas against the Broder?
Oh, yeah, you probably weren't casting.
I was probably not casting then.
Where one of the teams defended A, and I think it was Dignitas defended A and completely
Dignitas
messed you up.
Yeah, they defended a bit. There wasn't a big mess up that, though.
Maybe I'm thinking of another game then.
I think in that game, it wasn't the problem that we were so slow in capping, it's just that they were much better at it.
Okay,
we were crap.
Let's see what Xerox can do.
Yep. Still with his Razorback.
Oh, yeah.
Xerox, can you hear me? Please take off your Razorback and put on something else.
Why? Are you not a fan of the Razorback?
I don't think it's on this map you're surrounded by players all the time.
I get a big kill on Valley there to get in.
Yes, that's a very, very important kill. Roy's trying to escape, but that's no use.
He's really stopping that attack. No chance. I think one kill. Yeah, one kill.
I mean, the attack on B, it's... If your team isn't rehearsed on it, the problem is that you don't expect sort of to win. You don't commit, and you sort of have to. You have to commit on this. You can't escape.
Just took out bite.
Oh yeah, so... seeing that Kick haven't played this map much, I think that's what we're seeing. Really need the team. It kind of comes from playing together for a long time to play this map.
That is a very nice,
here we go.
Double by Xero. Yeah, I think you're correct, Evil, and I think Valley is more of a... There you go again. I think Valley is more of a sticky trap, being a sneaky tactical demo and attacking this point. You can't. You gotta go jump into that and DM, and I don't think that's Valley's strength.
I would have to agree with you.
Take a look at the kills now. Skinny... 13 points, Haunter 8, Hawks 7. I mean, TCM all topping. And you got Cookie first up for.
Hey, Cookie. I love that video.
Eliber again by Kick. Nobody down for either team?
Nope, this. I can't really see this going Kick's way.
Boy has been taken out though. Okay. Let's see if Xerox can get any kills.
Medic sweep.
Ooh. Rally from behind?
They're getting taken down one by one, and meanwhile, Xerox and Fish, no, Royce and Fisher, they're just standing on the cap there and not helping.
Oh,
wow, Fish are going large.
And there you got the Xerox
cannot hit anyone. Xerox took about 10 shots there and didn't hit any of them. I guess that's what happens sometimes. You can be on it and then off.
It is interesting though. I mean, Fisher, it was like he was standing there with one of those time glasses above his head and thinking before he made some action.
Indeed. Fisher seems to have been quiet all night and kind of burst out there, which is nice to see.
Royce had to use his Uber there, so that wasn't good.
Well, Royce, did he not die?
No, did he die? He got
but he got 70% from that, or after that, and I think Byte came in and took him down. So both teams, similar Ubers, but Springer a bit ahead. Now you're gonna see Haunter there as heavy on top, and if you've seen that before, you know that's dangerous.
Tim used to play this in a weird way, where he used to have a sentry gun on the opposite side. But they don't seem to be doing that. Got heavy up top.
Oh, on the opposite side of the point?
Yeah, on the right side.
Rough.
And what teams usually would do is go ahead and cap the point while that sentry was standing there. I guess that's why they stopped doing it.
A lot of kills. Springer fell down. Heavy might go down here. Yep.
Nice by Fisher. Let's see if he can cap it before the soldier coming up now.
Fisher going
needs
large.
To get on the point if he can. Oh, nice. Just
there should be a
soldier. There you go.
Good work by Fisher that round. Really good. I like Fisher's play on this map, actually. He knows this map well. FBR pretty good at this map.
He's up to 11 kills. He was really beasting. If only he could do it a bit sooner, though, while his teammates were dying, but better late than never.
Who's the best, Samage?
It's me, I'm the best, he says.
Okay, so seems that Fishu learned his skills from Samage.
Good job,
Who better to learn from? Who better to learn from? Samage is a beast. He was a beast. He's a fucking noob now.
Well, that's not a bad time, not a great time, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I think King needs to definitely get their defense down.
Hopefully, 5 minutes 20 is absolutely decent.
Hopefully, kick won't fall apart like they did last time.
I would like to see this game go into a third round, I gotta say.
I would agree.
Not because I have anything against any of the other teams, but Gravel Pit is fun.
I really enjoy Gravel Pit. It's probably one of my favourite maps. Sometimes it can be annoying and boring. Both, I'd say. Sometimes it can be really such a frustrating map because you have to play so well as a team. But and also for Soldier, it's not the greatest map. But
I don't know. I think it's. I don't think. Any
it's okay, but it's not. It's not great.
Look at all the sticky trap there.
It's not been spotted.
Bite spotted.
Yep.
With his
and he was
paranoid
probably,
dementia.
Absolutely, and probably pointing out that to Hunter.
Even after he blows the stickies off that wall, he keeps checking just in case some might appear again. And are we deathmatch going on? Oh, and Valley takes bite out.
That's bite out. Important kill.
Delicious.
I mean, they are.
Wow, see Fisher beasting it again.
Raw rumors that Byte checks his stickies before he goes to bed. It's not confirmed.
Royce actually still haven't used his Uber or TCMF. I think it's just Royce and Daff that win the point.
That was a very nice play by Valley.
Oh, two soldiers and two scouts actually. Byte coming in, going aggressive on the roof. They're staying down by Fisher. Yeah. That's the advantage of having a scout on top there. So hard to airshot people when they go out.
Oh, where did I learn that tactic from? We did that in KM back in the day when Fishu, me and Jimmy played, had the scout on the roof. I actually think I learned it from Stealthy. It's great having a scout on the roof there. It's so hard to jump up.
And you can get around the map so quick, but I'll get around the point so quickly yep. going on the roof. You don't have to run around the building, obviously.
Yep.
And obviously it's difficult to jump up with a scout.
TCM coming in. They're from the sunny side of Anal. It's two important kills, yeah.
Billy Uber on the roof, or Soldier on the roof gets taken down. It's going to be big.
Sarah expects to sniping there and taking the medic.
Oh, nice shot by Daff. Daff absolutely destroyed Hux. Springer not going down though. He's obviously not building either. Royce is dead though.
Both of them weak, Bite and Springer. And Bite is just standing up there and being annoying, even though. Taking three kills. And Springer did survive, and he will have a small little advantage there if he can survive.
Time to fall back in old sea, trust me. Five down. Royce is the only one up.
There should be a captain this, and now Kick needs to have learned from their previous round and not go in and die.
TCM have got a good Uber advantage, so it's going to be difficult.
Yep, they're going to be looking into using it almost 50%, 40%.
Gives time, Kickoff got set up low, but obviously.
Yep.
As long as the heavy survives on the point, this is going to be a hard TCM.
Sneeze, it's 1 minute 30 left.
Here comes the Uber.
Uber in. That's medic down before he could get the Uber. Two kills.
Kill.
Two versus two.
No, TCM got this.
Yeah, I think so.
Springer's had no health. Springer takes down Crink. There you go,
Springer. Capping the point alone, basically.
And Cookie do it.
There
no,
you go, Springer.
Springer's saving the day. Lyle cheer by up. No end.
Yeah, I think Springer made amends there for... his last Uber on Obscure.
Sorry, I had to go AFK for the last little bit. Bite messaged me, says, so unhappy about Obscure, they carried on for 30 minutes like cockhens. I don't know what they wanted to do. I don't know if they wanted to pause it for 30 minutes.
I thought Kickwood didn't do anything wrong on Obscure.
Not at all.
I think they, of course there's some teasing, but I don't think it was very foul. I don't think they were teasing very aggressively.
Hopefully we can get some of TCM and Kick on.
Bite is here?
Is Bite?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get some of the homies on from Kick.
Well, so, waiting for that evil man on the map.
Man on the map. For that map, I would have to say it was probably Bite. Got some... good kills there, by. Got taken down a few times though, but
Chispo.
On the second round, when you're on the roof, and nobody seemed to spot you, and nobody seemed to shoot at you. And you got three kills before you died.
Yeah, I got the soldier and the other soldier and something else.
Yeah, so yeah. Definitely you or Fishu. Fishu played quite good, but obviously you guys won. Springer gained three big kills at the end of carried by the day.
Yep. Should be getting honorary mentions, Springer, for his grand finale. Otherwise, I'll have to agree with you. Both Fishy and Bite playing very well, but you can't forget Skinny. You didn't really see those clutch kills, but he was the one doing the main amount of kills there.
Should we jump in the main and have a little chit chat?
Okay.
Fishu's here. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, Joe?
Pretty good, mate. I just got my a nice cold ale from the fridge.
A cold ale?
Yes, a cold ale.
Delightful.
It's a celebration ale.
So how did you enjoy that game?
It was great. Of course, Obscure had some problems on it with TCM. I don't feel that it's really our problem.
Do you think you acted in a mature manner, in a sportsmanship way?
I think that I personally did. I don't want to...
I'd like to get Valley and Mumble, actually.
We felt that you didn't really do anything wrong. I mean, you can only beat the team that's playing for any of your own kind.
We paused as well, and plus, lads...
what happened with the first pause? Was the pause as you kick were pushing in? It's the last point.
Yes, it was on the last point, literally. But apparently, the rules have changed or something lately. That's what I just heard from Mumble. Is that true?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yes, it's correct. You can pause at any stage of the game, but you need to make sure that it's not during a push or anything.
And Byte, do you want to make any comments about Obscure?
Outrage.
We were actually talking on Mumble quite a lot about how much you're going to be raging about it.
I don't like losing, as you know. I don't like losing unjustified, because I know we could have easily given a great game on it. We were still like holding it after 2-0 with 5 for like literally all the map, but never mind.
It was difficult for us to tell really what was going on with all the pauses. Well,
Hunter's internet has been messed up for at least a week now, and today it was really bad. He couldn't move. He was stationary. You must have seen it on the Source TV. He was just stuck. He couldn't move or anything. And we were literally just playing with a Merc Soldier, and to be fair, Hox did pretty well considering. But we were still playing with -1 player, so it's a bit difficult.
We were discussing why Horner was actually playing from his iPhone, you know, rather than playing on his PC.
And then I dropped from Mumble over 4 or 5 times, and that's why I had to do restart for the router and disconnect and ask for a pause. And then, yeah. But I really didn't like the fact that Vali just, when we decided to take a game, they just carried on to get another round just for the actual score to be 4-1, which is a bit, you know. But then again, you have got Vali, so it's enough said, really.
You've got what, sorry?
You have got Vali on your team, so it's enough
said. You guys,
I think he just got a bit pissed off, really, with the general attitude.
But, boy, if you were in those shoes, would you not continue to cap?
No, I'd ask them to pause. If I was them, I would have said, "Well, pause and go and get a Merc Soldier or something."
Well,
it's quite obvious. It's 20, for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. The fact that we haven't got someone, that we're missing a player, it was quite obvious, you know. But at the end of the day, that's how it panned out.
But you say you raged. Where was it aimed at?
Sorry, mate. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What or who was the target of your rage?
Target of my rage? No,
yeah.
It's just in
Did
general.
Did you rage at anyone?
No, it's just in general. I just don't like losing unjustified, really. It wasn't at anyone specific.
I think it was one of the soldiers in Springer walked into a big sticky trap by Valley.
Yeah, and that was when I called Stickies there, because Valley knew that I knew he was there, but I couldn't transmit on Mumble because I kept on disconnecting. And when they went in, they died and lost their Uber. So it's really, really frustrating.
Yeah, I had flashbacks from when that happened in the old TCM, and you were alive, and the rage that came my way.
Indeed. Never mind.
Bad memories waking up for evil.
But apart from that, you seem to come back on gravel.
We had a decent attack on us.
It was a great first round as well.
But, when we were pushing last, we were minus a player every time, and it was just too difficult.
We found that on gravel pit on the first round. Kick after you capped, well, or were capping B, and you'd already capped A, obviously. Kick went in a bit lemming style.
Yeah.
Did that surprise you?
I knew they wouldn't be as coordinated as we are. Because just the fact that obviously they're quite fresh, you know, as a team compared to us, so it's, you know, logical that they won't be as orientated as much. They still had some team cohesion, though, to be fair to them.
Did you see that fishy route? Because it was the first round of Gravel Pit where the TCM had already capped A, and the cap being you guys were all on C, and you were decided to push
them. Yeah, it's messy, really. It's not too bad, but sometimes So the team's got no idea what's going on, and we just died up one by one. It's just stupid, but it takes time, these things, obviously.
You were beasting about halfway through that gravel pit game. What happened, Fishy? Did you turn it on?
I was just fucking terrible on Obscure, I must say. Like, I had about 2 frags in the first 15 minutes, literally. Oh, so I think
totally.
I
totally told everybody on radio.
But it's fine, because I was still doing the right things, like capping and all that, and distracting, etc. But yeah, fucking terrible by me. But I just turned it on cheap it. It's a great map, it's open, there's loads of hill pipes around, etc. Like flanking spots. It's great, it's a great map.
What about your mercs? Both teams were using a vast amount of mercs this time. And of course, Fishy, you're a merc yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that worked out. I saw Cookie was doing a lot of kills. Did you
play? He's great, man. He's so fucking solid. He's just like a meat shot machine. He's a great scout to play with. He didn't say too much, really, but it's because I don't know him, I suppose.
I think he was too busy pressing F10 to turn it back off and on, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What about... What about the gravel pit, Boyd? What happened? You had, of course, a tough motivational time, I guess, after Obscure. What did you say? What did you guys say to each other?
Nothing. I just said, let's make sure we get 3 points out of these guys. And I was obviously inside more determined than ever just to prove a point to these gits, to be fair.
You can't blame us for your problems, eh?
I'm not blaming you for our problems, mate. I'm just asking for a bit of courtesy. You actually capping after once we said good game when it's 3-1 and carried on just
3-1, 4-1, no difference.
I know, but you know,
I think that my team took it personal when you're saying like that it's just based on you like, losing a player like 15 minutes in. It was 2-0 beforehand.
Yeah, it was 2-0. Yeah, and it was. And Haunted was still lagging out. What can we say? We thought we'd try it out. It was the same on Thursday as well against IDK.
Well, Kick aren't the only team to do that. Dignitas did it to what we were wanting in the last second, and we lost the map after they said GG. We kept the last point and we lost.
Yeah, I'm sure anyway. I remember IDK taking points from scores from Dignitas also on the same map. Mm-hmm. But what about, now Dignitas, they've lost one map. IDK has lost one map, and now you. Who do you think is going to sail up to take this prize? Bite.
Sorry? I needed half of that. No,
How do you think Lee's going now after the big teams have all lost? Do you think it's because the lack of teams playing in the summer that's made it a bit closer?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just lack of practice, really. People got other better things to do. Watching the football, tennis, or going out more because it's summer, it's nice weather.
I'll play 57 hours of tier 2.
But what about do you think that there's a team now that's going downhill or going uphill to that is looking into just sailing up and taking the crown?
I was going to say something, but then no, I don't know. I'm a bit worried about IDK.
Yep.
How do you mean?
Well, considering how they've been playing recently, I know they've got a new soldier. A temporary soldier for the AFS, but and he's X-Fane, and X-Fane's obviously a very good soldier. Even with X-Fane, which should have boosted their team overall, they're struggling quite a bit at the moment. Again, not to take anything away from them on the EMS on Thursday, but we had hardly practiced literally all week and last week and the previous week from that, and we thought we were going to get annihilated by IDK, but clearly not was the case, and we thought they'd put up a really good fight, but I don't know what happened, so I'm a bit worried for them, really. Yeah, I just hope they don't slack, that's all.
And how do you think this all pans out for I40? Do you think it's still Dignitas in
TCM? If I think it'll be at least easily Dignitas. I don't know about TCM, depends on what team you bring.
Do you want to shout an unlocks for Mina,
Nemlock's in Ireland trying to lose his virginity somewhere, so
find Fine. A girlfriend.
Is that actually true though, lads? I mean,
no.
Yeah. Is there a girlfriend or is it a, you know, boy?
Skyrim?
Nah. I can't be that harsh to say, no, it is actually a girl and he's just spending time with her. Trying to poke her or whatever, but yes.
What about Kik? They've stolen points from both you and Linkas. They are looking quite...
Yeah, we were talking about Kik during the game, during the pauses, and we thought they're a good team, up-and-coming team. What do you think about it, Bite?
Yeah, they've definitely got some, especially with the players that are in it. As to whether it'll last for a long time, I don't know. I can't see it personally, just because of the personalities of every player. They're very different.
And personality of which player?
No, players. Of all the players. They're all different. Like, not in a bad way, just they're all different. So it's quite hard to find a fine line of keeping a team together.
But you said TCM that you got the same personalities?
No, we have a no strings attached in us. So it's literally, take it as professional, play as professionals, and then just get out.
Sorry, Joe.
Of course,
Joe,
I would say this, but I reckon that this team is the most laid-back team I've played with so far. They're all like lovely guys and get along so well.
What are you talking about? KM was so laid back.
No, okay. Div 1 team.
Ah, Superman.
Is it going to be hard for you to go back to FB if you guys are pulling it together after the summer?
Valley is here. Hello, Valley.
Hey, guys.
I've told X-Fane that I'm sticking with those guys. It's my family after all. And I met them at LAN, etc., so I won't be joining the team.
We still have a couple months to convince him, but you know. For now.
Yeah. What scouts do you have in the lookouts, Kik? You think you're going to manage to get player 32 back in activity?
At the moment he's only one of the most promising that we could ask, and I mean, he's a really nice guy as well. Him and Roy's have obviously got a lot of history together. Not insinuating that they're gay, but well, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, like, hopefully if he kind of deems that he has the time, which I think is the major concern for him at the moment, then yeah, maybe.
Do you think he will have the time, or is he considering
it's up
your
to him,
team
really.
For a long time? For like,
I mean, I think run. His commitment issues is kind of more with when school starts back in September, and obviously at the moment we have the wonderful Fishu playing for us over summer. So, you know, if we recruit player 32 for summer as well, and then both scouts just go away at the end of summer, then we're sort of still left with the problem. So it's up to him, like, whether he wants to decide he can commit during term time or not.
Absolutely. Who do you think in Kik? You're rising constantly. Who's what's the engine? Is there one person that's sort of taking charge and saying, "Let's do this, boys, and let's get good"?
Well, we kind of just play. That's always been our motto. We just turn up and just try
it
and
could be
have
our downfall, maybe. It's like, it's not one caller, it's just somebody says, oh, let's try this, and we'll just do it and just see how it goes. So it's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not too sure.
Where was the Danish pig farmer tonight?
He's in USA for a couple of weeks, so yeah, he's kind of out of action for a little bit, but obviously we had the cookie kind of step in. Very nice of him to do so, played very well.
Cheating.
Well, Gravel Pit was more interesting than Obscure, and thank you guys for the game. It was interesting to watch.
Yeah, cheers for the casting. You know, we actually shat ourselves before the match. Fishy was trying to keep it on the lowdown, having, ruined that.
He took a dump, didn't he, before the game?
Yeah, he had his lucky poop, and it worked, you know.
Lucky pre-game
poop. Like, it inspired us.
No,
you can call him
Did
he
take a photo
and
send it to you?
No, I didn't. But I did. I did wash my hands. I always do that. Proper OCD. Proper OCD.
I wouldn't really call washing your hands OCD.
I don't know. Like, wait. Every map, I wash my hands quickly. Like game, actually. Game I wash my hands. It's kind of weird.
Good luck in the rest of the season, guys.
Thanks very
much. I'm sure we'll be catching more games from Kit.
Dejan Carter wants me to read out a quote quickly before everyone disappears. It's
go
from Fishu at 7:38. Shit everywhere. That's all. That's all it is.
Why does he keep these logs?
Because they're entertaining for everyone.
That's you, Fisher.
Yeah. And then, man, thanks for listening, guys, and see you next
again.
Time.
And bite, GG, mate. It's no hard feelings.
Again.
I'm sorry for winding you up a little bit, bite. That is my bad.
I love you, Fishu.
I blame Shintaz.
Cheers for the.
Sounds like Shintaz is saying we need to close down.
Cheers for the cast, Swally, Torden, and Evil. Thanks.
No worries, man.
It was our pleasure.
Until next time, good night.
Shout out to Dejan Carter. He's a fag.
Shout out to your mum.
I second that.
She's a fag.
I second
shout out to
well.
Evil in UK's toilets. Something happened and oops. Don't want to say what happened.
Who muted that guy? It wasn't me.
Oh my god, I can still talk.
Yeet.
La 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 la. Hi Santa. People are leaving. Santa, I'm gonna unmute you. There you go. Talk to me.
What's up?
Yeah.
What?
We should just make this number wide channel, you know. You know,
steal it.
Just chill.
Have you got Global Agenda?
It's a shit game.
You're a shit.
It's a shit game.
You're shit.
I'm gone. Fuck you.
Ugh.